What's happening? It's your boy 9/11 and you're tuned in to AVG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So today, I'm honored to have two members of the graduating class. One of them happens to be my beautiful daughter, Aaliyah, and this other handsome young man right here. We got Ahmad in here with us today. So, we gonna get to it. How does it feel to be graduating this year?
Great. Amazing.
Amazing. And just to let y'all know, these aren't no just dummies. We got Aaliyah, she's sitting right around 3.5, and I think Ahmad, last time I talked to him, was right at what, 4.0? 3.8, 4.0. So, these some highly intelligent young black kids here, so I want to applaud them for that. But what are you guys' plans? What are you planning on doing after graduation?
I'll be attending Sam Houston.
Sam Houston, all right.
Going to get my degree and then going to nursing school, hopefully, after that.
That's what's up. What made you want to be a nurse?
My dad, he's a paramedic, so I always wanted to do something in the medical field.
Gotcha.
My auntie, she a nurse. And my sister, she going to be a nurse, my older sister. So
okay.
I was just like, man, and I realized the travel nurse route, you could travel around the world, get a lot of money, and still be a nurse, be in the medical field. So I was like,
yeah,
that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
You
know, told y'all this kid's smart, man. They're way smarter than we were. Leah, what you want to do?
I want to go to Prairie View, get a degree, and become a dermatologist.
Dermatology? I know you always did, like, dealing with skin. Like, you've been, ever since you were little, I know you've been real interested in that. What made you get interested in just the skin and the study of that?
I just like it.
Just interest you.
Yep.
So let's talk about, I know I brought a couple teachers on and we talked about kind of the challenges during COVID and, you know, how that some of them were teaching virtual and some of them were teaching in person and some of them were actually having to do both, juggle both. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you guys kind of going through school the last couple years? Because I know once you transition from a sophomore to a junior, you experience a lot of firsts. And a lot of that, you know, you guys didn't really get the experience. So what was like the immediate hit for y'all, like when it first happened, the first year when you had to shut down and go home, take school from home, and like how did that affect y'all?
I mean, it was like it was harder at first to just like want to turn your stuff in because you're at home, so it's like,
yeah,
why even finish it? Because they were already talking about like how it really wasn't gonna count,
mm-hmm.
So it was like, but they still wanted you to turn the work in,
mm-hmm.
So like it was good going, like, because it really was easier, like,
yeah.
Everything was just, it was faster track and you had more time to do your work rather than you had like a day or two to get it, like do all this work that could have took you like all day and night,
mm-hmm.
And then turn it in the next day.
Mm. Yeah. What about you?
I say it's like, I definitely say it was probably easier in the beginning because you, like, you don't have to wake up early. You,
yeah. I wake up right. That's what you're getting extra sleep.
I wake up, brush my teeth, and get on that Zoom call. Do not be
yeah.
Scared.
Yeah.
Right, didn't have to get dressed.
Exactly. All you going to see is my face. Wake up, get on the Zoom call. Man, life is easy, bro.
So, hold on. So, I know both of y'all, you know, I be around y'all a lot. Yeah. Like, let y'all know, that's my daughter's boyfriend. So, they're around. I know y'all, you know, y'all don't care about doing, you know, y'all social, but y'all don't be in the crowd.
Nah.
So y'all didn't miss the aspect of, you know, just going in, interacting with other kids, nah, nothing like that.
I don't,
is it
like
different
it
because of social media, though?
I don't even like ladies.
Right? I don't like interacting with people. I don't know. It's
just
go there, get your work done, come home.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I be doing.
I was just chilling. Like.
Okay, so fast forward then. You did that. You said, you know, y'all wasn't really tripping because, like I say, y'all kind of some of the smarter kids. So you give me some work, I don't really need you to do nothing else. Just give it to me. I need a little instruction, I knock it out. But you know, sometimes you got the kids that actually need that little more hands-on, one-on-one. So I think those were the kids that I think it kind of was a bigger challenge for. Like the kids that's kind of self-check, so to speak. Yeah, it was a little easy for y'all. But then, okay, so fast forward going back. And now you got prom and stuff coming up. How was it going back to school, you know, and leading up to prom and getting to do some of the fun activities? Because at first, you know, for a while we didn't know when the world was going to open up,
right.
And so now you got graduation. I don't know how they're going to do, you know, the attendance or the amount of people allowed or whatever, but you can have more people than what we initially, like the people just say backtrack a class or two ago,
right.
Where they can only basically graduate virtually,
yeah.
So you guys did get past that. So how do you feel about that now?
It's good. I'm just nervous about walking across the state. Like, I hope I don't, like, trip or hurt. Because, like, I already, like, I picked out my outfit, and it's long. And I don't know why I did that to myself. It's going to be covering my shoes.
Yeah.
So, like, my plan is to, like, wear some type of platform heel or something.
Okay. Okay. Come on. How you step?
I'd be cooler, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I didn't even know people were, like, supposed to be wearing outfits. I thought we was going to, like... Like a shirt, shorts, cap, and gown. I'm talking about they stepping like they wearing.
They have to. Like,
bro,
you got to.
Like,
you have to dress
up. Polo.
Come on, what you was
going
to do, man?
I was going to wear Nike shirt and a white beard.
He was not trying to get dressed for it.
Come on, y'all. This is one of the smartest ones in the class.
I was going to wear camel slides.
No, but I was planning on wearing my UGG slippers. Like, because my outfit is going to be covering my shoes. So it's like, my shoes don't even matter.
And then my mom, she told me, she was like, we need to get that outfit together. I was like, what?
What outfit?
What outfit? What are you talking about?
So what's, I know y'all not going to tell me everything. So what's the plans, like, graduation night? They got any parties or anything, y'all guys?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be parties. Prom night, graduation night, and then, you know, it's gonna be parties all summer. Yeah, so
I know this that stretch, but look, I want to tell y'all, this also a very important stretch. You completed everything you needed to do school wise. You're transitioning now into being young adults. Mm-hmm. It's the last step. Be careful where you mix and mingle and what parties you go to, you know, as you transition into that last step, because you don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I know you can't avoid everything, but you kind of have, you know, got to have a little foresight and discernment about, okay, like, I know such and such, this might not be a good idea, you know, place, timing. Just, you know, keep that in mind too. But by all means, man, have fun. Y'all both have done an excellent job in school, man. Mud, I can tell you were raised right, man. You're a good kid. Lee, I think we did all right with you.
I think I turned out excellent.
You did, like, baby. You did. Dad is very proud of you. But I want to thank y'all for sitting in. Y'all don't know, these like celebrities, but I've been trying to book this pod for a while now. So.
But like 3 months.
Yeah, so I had to get with the agent and we finally made it happen. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to get the kids, young adults per se, perspective about, you know, dealing with school during COVID. So that was a little insight just behind the scenes. I thank them for sitting in, man. This AVG podcast, always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.